Most weekends on a college campus, there's a fair share of dancing. But this weekend, Syracuse University will take it to a whole new level. We're talking with the executive director of Autothon, the event that takes a dance marathon and uses it to help provide hospital services to children. That's this week on the 315.
As a public radio listener, we know you have a lot of different interests. And with our slate of podcasts, we try and provide on-demand audio for everyone.
This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
From contentious public divorces to drunk driving arrests to private rants caught on tape, Hollywood figures are no stranger to the heat of the spotlight.
The NBA Draft Combine starts today, and every Syracuse fan is watching this guy.
Whether it's science, sports, or pop culture, we think you'll find something you can enjoy. Check out our selection of on-demand audio over at WAER.org or in Apple Podcasts by searching for WAER.
Welcome to another episode of the 315, the podcast that keeps you up to date with what's happening in central New York. I'm Kevin Kloss, flying solo today. Joe Lee has the day off. And today we're chatting with Austin Cruz, student at Syracuse University, but also the executive director of the upcoming Autothon. Austin, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So maybe the first thing we should do is sort of just lay out what exactly is Autothon?
Yeah. So Autothon at its core is a dance marathon. And it's a dance marathon that raises money for Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital. And a lot of people, when you hear dance marathon, you think choreographed dancing or a performance, but it really is none of that. What a dance marathon is students and people coming together and pledging to be on their feet for X amount of hours. Autothon is a 12-hour event, so you can think of it like a 12-hour-long dance party, with games and food and speakers and just a really awesome day.
But like you kind of said, for anyone who hears dance party and thinks it's skewing a certain way, it is more of just an on your feet for 12 hours to raise the funds, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And the only sort of coordination that you have is every hour on the hour, we have our own line dance that we do called the morale dance. So to kind of bring everyone together, mark another hour down, and we do a really fun, cool line dance that we have people come up with.
So I know you're a student here at Syracuse University, mm-hmm. and you've got quite the leadership team. How many of the organizers who are part of that team are also students here? Is it all students? Is it mostly students?
It's all students. We get some help from advisors, both an advisor who works with the Upstate Foundation that helps us coordinate things with the hospital. We, of course, have a campus advisor and a national advisor from Children's Miracle Network, but we have about 70 SU students involved really getting their hands dirty and putting this event on.
Okay, so you just referenced the Children's Miracle Network. For anyone who hasn't heard of that, doesn't really know what that's all about, what do they do?
Children's Miracle Network is a national network of children's hospitals, and they help advise hospitals to provide funding, fundraise with them, and serve really as a resource to these hospitals to give the services that make CMN, Children's Miracle Network hospitals, so great.
Now, that is a national organization, like you said, but I think I read this on your website. All the funds that are raised, though, are staying here locally.
Yes. Yeah. Everything, every dollar, penny, nickel that Autothon raises goes right to Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital.
So what year is this for Autothon? It's not the first year, I know.
No. This is actually our fourth year and our fifth event, which can be a little confusing, but in our first year, 2015, we had an event both in the spring and then in the fall.
So lay out a little bit sort of broadly what happens. I know you said that there's games and there's music and there's speakers and there's things like that. For someone who's thinking, I've never been, in fact, I've never heard of it, but I'm thinking of going this year, sort of what can they expect?
What you can expect when you come and participate and dance with us for Autothon is a lot of the similar things that you would find in a real marathon. We prep our dancers with water, food, breakfast the day of. When you come in, you register and get a dancer bib that has the team you're dancing for or the miracle kid that you're representing for the day. And our miracle kids are families and kids who have been treated at Upstate Golisano that kind of come back and participate in the event with us. And then after you get through registration, we kind of line everyone up for the like the starting line, I guess you could say. And then you're on your feet. And the day starts with speakers and opening ceremonies where we have kids and families come and share their stories, get people inspired and ready for the day. And then soon later, we're all having lunch together. We have different DJs that come in, different themed hours with giveaways. And then about halfway through the day, we have a little halftime show. And then as the day goes on, one of the most exciting parts of the event for me is the reveal. We do a live reveal at the event of the total amount raised, which is always super exciting, both for our team that puts it on and also for our dancers and families and hospital staff that are there.
So how are these funds being raised? Are dancers being sponsored in a sense, similar to if someone's doing like a 40-hour famine kind of thing? Is this like a sponsorship?
Yeah, similar to that. We have our dancers. It's all based in peer-to-peer fundraising. So when you register as a dancer, we equip you with the tools to work with your network to acquire donations. So similar to that, you aren't donating any money yourself. And beyond just showing up, we ask you to fundraise that way.
Staying with money for a second here, when I hear you talk about this, this sounds like quite the spectacle, quite the event. I'm sure there's some cost behind you trying to put this on. What is the cost behind that, and how do you sort of secure the funds for this each year?
So there actually is no net cost for us as an organization. We work with community partners to get in-kind donations for all of our meals. We provide breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, and all of that is donated by community partners. And then we have some event space donated to us. We work with suppliers for our t-shirts and other supplies to kind of work out discounts. And any money that we have to spend, we use sponsorship dollars that were donated to us from, again, a lot of local companies and organizations.
Well, Autothon is sort of an exclusively Syracuse event. The model has been done other places. Talk a little bit about the history of this kind of event.
Yeah. So the first dance marathon happened at University of Indiana, supporting Ryan White, who was a child diagnosed with AIDS through a blood transfusion and passed away when he was a freshman at University of Indiana. And his friends got together and wanted to find a way to raise money, and they figured dancing was a great way to do it. And so that kicked off Dance Marathon as we know it today. Currently, there are over 300 colleges and universities participating in the Dance Marathon movement, having dance marathons of their own. And one of the coolest things for us is every summer there's a conference where all these college students, really motivated, passionate, smart people, get together and get to share ideas, because we are all fighting for the same cause within our local communities.
What would you say are some of the demographics or the age ranges of the attendees? When someone hears Dance Marathon, they may assume this is exclusively 18 to 22-year-olds. Do you have other community members who are coming and being a part of the event outside of the college age?
Yeah, we have plenty of younger kids that come and participate in our event. We do a lot of partnering with the Boys and Girls Club in the local Syracuse community and Gigi's Playhouse, which is another kid-based organization, because at the end of the day, it's a party celebrating kids. So we want as many kids there as possible. And with that, of course, comes parents and teachers and people that are a part of the community that can come celebrate with us on that day.
This is something that I would imagine takes a great deal of preparation. So this is happening on November 3rd, mm-hmm. this coming Saturday. When do you start to put things in motion for this? When does the planning start for an event like this?
We start, the planning for next year will start on November 4th. It really is this ongoing movement within our organization and also within campus. There are plenty of moving pieces as Autothon continues to grow. We continue to expand our horizons and what we want to do and the impact we want to make. So a project that we're currently working on is getting Dance Marathon into the local high schools, because that's something that we've seen with a lot of other colleges and universities, giving high school students the opportunity to gain leadership experience, give back to their community. So that's a project that will carry on for the rest of 2018 and something that never really stops for us.
And so I know on your website it says that you guys basically have two specific goals for Autothon and the event like this. Could you just lay out what those two goals are?
Our number one goal is to raise money for Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital to be able to provide things that give kids back their childhood, kids who are undergoing treatment. Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital does not turn anyone away for the inability to pay. And so where our funds go is providing the services to support families, siblings, and the kids being treated to make their stay as close to home and as close to a normal experience as possible. And the other goal and something that we're really focusing on this year is building community and bridging communities, because philanthropy and kids is something that we think that everyone can get behind. And the more we can provide this and we see Autothon as this platform and thing for really anyone of all ages, all backgrounds to come together for a common cause.
So for someone who's hearing this interview, it's the first time they've heard about Autothon. They love what you guys are trying to do. They want to be a part of this. What's sort of your pitch to them to say, hey, you don't know what you're missing. This is a great event. Sort of sell this for someone who's thinking about coming.
There is something in the power of a group of hundreds of strangers doing something for another group of hundreds of strangers that they may never have the opportunity to meet. It is participating in something like Autothon and donating your time, donating your sore legs and feet for 12 hours, and donating money to this cause is magical, if that's really the only word that I can think of right now. We are proud to be an organization that asks for more than people's times. We ask that not only do you care about it, but that you are passionate enough to get the people in your communities to care about it. And we find that kids and especially college-age students, it's really something that we can rally behind.
And so heading into the fourth year, have you seen growth year to year? You guys are growing each year?
Yes. Yeah. Which is an exciting and kind of daunting thing, again, as college students who there's a changeover in our leadership year after year, because I'm a senior and I'm graduating, so I have to kind of pass this down. But in our first year, those two events combined, we did $152,000 in our first year. Our first event being about $84,000 and our second being around $68,000. The next year after that, we did around $111,000. And last year, we did $156,000. This year, we're going for $200,000, which is on track with our growth, but also always pushing the boundary, which is something that we're excited about.
And so as we close in on the event coming up this weekend, someone's really interested as they hear this, where can they go to sort of find out some more information about Autothon?
They can find us at our website at autothon.com, on Facebook at Autothon, and on Instagram at Autothon. And if you are interested in donating to our event and supporting our cause, you can text SUFTK to 51555. And that isn't an automatic donation, but we'll kick back a link for you to donate to our event.
Awesome. Austin, thanks so much for stopping by, letting us know about Autothon, and best of luck to you and your weary legs this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
That's it for another edition of the 315. You can access past episodes at WAER.org or by connecting with the show in Apple Podcasts and on Stitcher. And for even more content from the podcast, follow and like our show page on Facebook by searching for the 315 CNY. For Joe Lee, I'm Kevin Kloss. Until next time.